legacy, yeah? Man, look at my condition for you, yeah?
Winning Tash trusts her son, Blessed, pleading with him to stop crying and get well. The teen mom's eyes fill with tears as she looks down at her first child in life. Blessed has been sick for 2 weeks. He's visibly malnourished, with ribs protruding above his swollen stomach. He's too weak to play.
Get where you were yet. God bless. I can see you, goodbye.
At 1.5 years old, Blessed is still unable to stand by himself. He survives by sucking his mother's breast on days where there is no food to eat. There are many such days. Winnie says since Blessed got sick, she has only seen the baby's father once.
My baby before I born for him, I regret him. Why I had ever born for him? Because he's not helping me at all.
Now Winnie regrets her decision to have Blessed because the baby daddy, Jerome, has turned his back on them both. Winnie is only 16 but has to provide every single thing for her son as well as her own two younger siblings. Her mother is in the bush burning fire coal for sale. Sometimes she stays away for up to 1 year, leaving Winnie to fend for the little family. When Winnie was 13, she started a relationship with Jerome, who was 21 at the time, to help her get some much-needed money.
I feel very bad when I got pregnant because my mother was in here and no one here to talk to me as child, to advise me how to move, how to do things, to go to school, to learn. So when the boy came across me, they approached me because I only have him for my mom, when I even around me to help me for me to eat. So that is why I put my hand in my business and got pregnant.
Winnie is one of thousands of teenage mothers here who face the harsh reality of poverty after giving birth. The statistics are startling. Liberia is one of 3 African countries with the highest teenage pregnancy rates in the world, according to Save the Children. More than a third of Liberian girls gave birth to their first child before the age of 19, according to the latest Ministry of Health figures. Sometimes they have multiple children with multiple men. Winnie cleans the kitchen as she prepares to dish up the only meal for the day. Finding food every day is difficult.
And then, if I have money, I cook. I have my brother and sister eat.
So, if you don't get money, how your brother and your sister can eat?
We can sleep like that sometimes.
Where are you cooking?
We're cooking dry rice.
Now, 2 pounds if I have you.
Yeah, the dry rice, my mom put it again.
Winnie lives on handouts from a few people in the community and from her aunt Yama Morris, who too is struggling to get by but tries to help Winnie whenever she can.
Winnie, since when the boy got sick?
Since 1 week now.
What you did about it?
Bending and shaking her head while fighting to hold back tears, Yama recalls winning school days and says her niece was an excellent student.
She used to perform well, so she used to be very serious to her education life. She used to be very serious when the mother started treating her like we were far from home when it started. But when I came around, the mother already started the business and leaving her at home. So as she had to drive from school, as a result, she got pregnant.
Winnie and her little family live in Chicky Soup Factory, Basel Town. Her home, a zinc-roofed shack with mat walls, stands apart from the rest of the houses here and is near a swamp. Whenever it rains at night, Winnie stays up, putting buckets on all the leaks in the sharpest structure. She also has to lift a mattress from the floor because the water seeps up from underground.
In the mat walls and the roof is underground. The horse is licking the grass pushing behind the horse. This is my house look like no floor mat in the room. The room cool, crack digging the ground. So that is how my room look like.
Winnie endures more and more suffering every day. Finding soap to wash the baby's clothes is as difficult as finding food because she doesn't have a job or any prospects of getting one. She's a 10th grade dropout and crippled with a bad leg. Most teenage mothers are too young to be employed under Liberian law, and so the hardship goes on. John Cordy is the adolescent coordinator at the Ministry of Health.
In the first place, you are not earning, you have no source of income, and the father to the child that is to be born is unemployed, and you have no future for that child.
Some girls enter into these dire situations without knowing, why others choose to have babies, even though the northern men will not marry them. Alita Chesin struggles to calm her five-month-old baby as he cries. Alita was thrown out of her parents' home when she got pregnant at 16. She was in the fifth grade at the time. Now she doesn't go to school anymore because she has to take care of her baby. The young mother is certain there is no future for her relationship with the father of her child.
I know that you're not marrying me with Jebun.
Then you just born for him?
Yeah, we just talk about the child, but not me.
Even if teen moms and dads talk about the child, as in the case of Alita, there are still a number of problems the mother and baby may face. Alita continues to sleep with the father of her son, but they don't talk about the implications of unprotected sex. She risks having another baby since she's completely unaware of family planning or birth control services. This is despite the fact that the Ministry of Health has been making a big push to raise awareness about sex education. The number of young girls getting pregnant is high and alarming. Poverty will continue in Liberia as long as the girls have sex early and drop out of school, says the acting deputy minister of social welfare, Benun Tule.
It brings about poverty, high dependency. You going to school, you 13, and you live with your parents. Your parents hardly have the resources to, you know, take care of you adequately. That means your education, your health, and what have you. Then you bring in another family member, you increase in poverty.
Some girls are lucky. They have their mothers to take care of their babies.
Yes, eh? Don't get sick, yeah? Grandma soon be coming, yeah?
Winnie is not lucky. For Winnie, being a teen mom is too hard. She doesn't hang out with her friends and classmates anymore. And some parents in the community keep their children away from her. Winnie says she finally realizes her mistake and has this advice for other teenage girls.
To go to school, to learn. Now, many time can pass. If you learn, you will not bluff it at all. Or if you not learn, you go behind the boss name. They only want to have you. After that, they forget about you. Time will come. You are there. You will not lay down at all. So that is my advice to my friend up there.
If a girl goes to school and reaches the age of 21 without having a child, her prospects of living a comfortable life, having a job, and being able to take care of her children properly increase greatly. Such a girl stands a chance. For LWDR and New Narratives, this is TC Bole reporting from Chikisu Factory.
Yes, I'm going to be missing Mama.